Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Courtney Tripp with 3B Sub Reviews. It's been a while since I've been able to get with you guys. Life has gotten hold of me as it has in the past, but I am back and ready to roll. If you're interested in calling in at any point tonight, I want to go ahead and give you the number 646-929-1538. And that number again is 646-929-1538. There's a lot been going on in my world and a lot of new projects that are coming up. And I wanted to first discuss with you what this new and upcoming thing is going to be. We're actually going to be starting a talk show, and it will be on YouTube. It will not be a radio thing. We may have, on some occasions, have the cast of the new show come on, and we might have a radio show. But for the most part, it will be completely YouTube-based, and we will be starting a brand-new channel from Courtney Tripp TV. It'll be completely separate. They're just a really awesome, awesome gang of people, and they're brilliantly talented, and I can't wait for you to see everything that we come up with. It'll be basically just us discussing everything that happens in the entertainment world and other things. It's not going to be a serious show. We won't cover politics or anything like that. It will strictly be, you know, funny things or celebrity-based or whatever. It will, you know, it'll reach out to that demographic and that basis of what's going on in the world and, you know, basically stuff that doesn't matter. Basically, if you want me to put it, you know, be frank, that's what it is. But it is, it's a lot of fun, and the idea has been rolling around in my head, and then I presented it to this group of people, this brilliant group of people, and they were completely and 110% on board with it. So whenever we shoot the pilot, I will let you know when it airs and everything, and we'll get started, and I can't wait. I always jokingly say that it's just like The View, but so much better. You know, I'm really looking forward to it. I just can't wait. I wanted to kind of go away from soaps, not stop reviewing, but, you know, kind of add things to the resume and try new things and everything. But 3B Soap Reviews isn't going anywhere. So it's been a while, and I haven't discussed Days of Our Lives in a while, and I haven't discussed anything really Twitter-based in a while. I kind of took a break, and then I realized, I'm like, well, I think it's been long enough, so let's try it again. I started turning on Days. I was reading the spoilers and everything, keeping up with everything, and there's a lot of things that are wrong with Days, and then there are things that are literally the same. Nothing is better. Let's just put it that way. Let's talk about some of the storylines that are going on right now. The whole thing with Eric and Serena, the couples on the show, period, annoy the living crap out of me. There isn't a couple on Days right now that doesn't get on my nerves. John and Marlena don't count because they're not new, and that's a given. They don't get on my nerves. But they don't have enough airtime, and that gets on my nerves as well. But, you know, the whole situation with Eric and Serena is just disgusting. I don't like her. And no offense to her as an actress. She's, it seems like, I don't know. How do I say that you seem like a nice person when I don't know you? But, I mean, nothing against her. It's the character that I don't like. And, you know, her interactions with Nicole are just useless. They're wasted, and there's just, it's just not there. And they're trying to create Serena to be a rival to Nicole like Sammy was to Nicole, and that's just not happening. So they might as well just cut the act, because I know that that's what they're trying to do, and it's just not there. And people were saying, oh, well, you know, Melissa, she looks just like, you know, Allison. Okay, that's the whole point. They wanted to have somebody that looked like her, that was a rival and all this stuff. It's not there. The chemistry is just not there. And her little interactions with Eric, you know, I've never been a big fan of the priest. I love Greg. He's great. But I've never really enjoyed his storylines at any point. The whole drugging with Kristen was kind of, you know. It was what it was. And then, of course, there's Daniel and Nicole, and that's just gross. I think what's bugging me the most about that is that there was a time, and I can't believe I'm saying this as an E. Jamie, but as there was a time when Nicole was just absolutely drop-dead freaking gorgeous, and that's when she was with EJ. That was just a time when they left her hair long, and in the wardrobe department, she was just rocking it, and then she chopped all of her hair off, and she just looked bad. I like Ariana a lot. I think she's wonderful, but hair and makeup and wardrobe need to rethink it because she's just in bad shape, you know. So I'm not digging it at all. And I know that her and Sean are dating in real life, so obviously you expect that chemistry to be there. It's just not. It's just not. I don't like Daniel, period. I don't like him with anybody. So that whole thing is just, ugh, I don't like that either. And then, of course, you know, Brady and Melanie have begun, and I just feel like Brady's a pedophile. And then Teresa's over here, just woe is me. And, you know, of course, Kristen stole the baby from her. And so she's just this little villainess who doesn't get the proper airtime that she deserves. Jen Lilly is like my favorite on that. She's just what really kind of keeps me going at this point. I really like Teresa, and it's really all I got. And with the whole, I think the most offensive storyline right now, and I would not know how this feels as an E-Jammy, when an unnecessary affair takes place. When Sonny and Paul started bouncing back and forth, going, oh, you know, well, we can't be together and all this stuff because I'm married and whatnot. I don't like Paul. People were like, oh, I like Paul. He's great. No, he's not. He's annoying. And, you know, this whole thing. And then Will sleeps with the guy. This is Will Horton. Holier than thou, Will Horton, who basically berated EJ when he screwed around on Sammy with Abigail. And he's screwing around on Sonny. And we're supposed to understand that? So to you Wilson fans, I'm very, very sorry that you're having to go through this. Because it's really not fair. We know all about it. An unnecessary affair that is going to end up in shambles. It's going to ruin the marriage, more than likely. And then more talent is wasted. I don't like Guy anyway. When they replaced Chandler, I stopped liking Will. And Freddie is wonderful as well. I love him as Sonny and everything, but it just doesn't hold it together. And so the storylines are just, all of them are just a waste. I think the only storyline that I'm like, hey, is just probably because I'm stupid, but I love the JJ and Eve thing, but it's just like, I don't know, I don't like Paige. Obviously I don't. Oh, and I won't even talk about Abigail and Ben. We'll just leave that out. And then of course we have the Jordan still battling with Clyde and all of this stuff. But the one thing I saw that was promising was that Clyde was going to start having problems. Basically, what he did to EJ, killing him, quote-unquote, killing EJ, was going to come back and bite him in the you-know-what. Well, how are they going to do that? So I'm hoping that we're going to hear that EJ is alive. Hoping. Wishful thinking, right? Anyway, but Days of Our Lives is completely and totally a waste of my time. And that's sad. Sad that I feel that way because, you know, I remember having discussions with lots of different people about Days and them saying Days of Our Lives sucks. Let's just be real. I'm like, oh, that hurts, you know, because I really like, you know, I really do like the people, but I think that my main driving force was E-Jammy, of course. And then that's why I was so defensive of Dave. I'm like, excuse me, this is the most talented, you know, pairing ever. And they were. And as soon as everything fell apart, of course, you saw this new lineup of all these new actors that were coming on, and they were all going to be major characters, quote unquote. Well, guess what? It didn't work out. The ratings blow. The writing sucks. The storylines go nowhere. And people are just overall disappointed with it. And the sad part is that so many people don't understand that a lot of the loss came from when E-Jammy left. If EJ and Sammy had been able to ride off into the sunset together, well, we would have been, in better shape. People would have been more inept to stay and watch the show and support the show if we had been given that, but we weren't. But, of course, Ken doesn't even see why in the achievable hockey sticks we would want that, because that just closes the door. No, it doesn't. It doesn't close the door. If we think that they're off living happily ever after with their kids and banging each other's brains out, we'd be in great shape. But we're over here with her in Hollywood doing all this BS, like a couple of days after her husband dies. No, I'm sorry. That's just stupid. And I can't even address it anymore. So moving on to the more important things, let's talk about Young and the Restless. So Young and the Restless, to me, I am not disappointed in Young and the Restless like I am with Days. I am disappointed in Young and the Restless in some ways, but nothing to the point where I'd ever turn it off. Obviously, this whole thing with Neil losing his sight and him finding out about, you know, Hillary and his son and all those stuff, you know, that story is actually pretty good. I kind of enjoy it. And obviously, when he saw that flickering light and everything, and we knew, obviously, he's going to get his sight back. There's no, you know, there's no getting around that. But I thought, oh, my God, finally, there's like a breakthrough in this story. And then, of course, Michael finding out about his cancer and everything, that's heartbreaking. And I teared up with a lot of the scenes on that. I was really torn up about Sharon and Nick breaking up. But at the same time, I completely understood it. There's some breakups that I do understand, and that one I did. I think Victor is just a pompous ass, and he gets on my nerves. And then I will always love Nikki, but it cracks me up when I watch Young and the Restless with my mom, because she can't stand Nikki, but I like her. So we'll sit there and argue back and forth, and it just kills me. I just think it's so funny how we can sit there and bounce back and forth like that. It kills me. So anyway, we have a caller, area code 641. Get you on here. 641, how are you doing?
Pretty good.
Hello? Hey, Donnie, how are you?
Pretty good.
So what's up with you?
Yeah, my friends were all at Subway, and we were discussing Days, you know, and we were talking about all these storylines, and we were like, these storylines are outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
And
which ones were you talking about?
I was talking about the Kristen Steele and Teresa's embryo.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was nuts.
They were discussing the Will and Paul affair, and I agree with them that Chandler's Will would never do that.
Right. Right. Yeah, they're just trying to create unnecessary drama so they can get their ratings up, and the ratings just aren't going up. They're not. And with, you know, and you can go on any basic soap review site, and they all say the same thing. Even Michael Fairman was talking about what a waste that Days has been, and especially when E. Jamie left the way that they did. So everybody's pretty disappointed in it, and I don't see why Ken Corday's not a little bit afraid, but he seems confident that he's got this under wraps, and nobody agrees. Everybody says that it's in way too much trouble.
Yeah, and if it was up to me, I would take the company away from him, and I would do my own stuff with the show. Like, I've got ideas.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure we all do, you know. I just feel like all the talent is wasted. It's absolutely wasted. And that's why I think that Bold and Beautiful and Young and the Restless and General, all three of them are doing so well and Days is doing so bad.
Don't you agree that Ken Corday should listen to viewers' opinions and do a storyline what the viewers want?
Honey, what have I been preaching the past 6 years? I've absolutely been preaching that. Those are the exact words I've been saying to him, you know, forever. You don't know how many letters that I sent him about how ridiculous it is that he doesn't listen to the viewers. And he's addressed some of the things that I've said, and other people have said the same thing. And he'll say,
mm-hmm.
Well, we can't make everybody happy. Okay, well, here's the problem with that. The majority of the viewers are telling you the exact same thing, that the storylines suck. This is what we'd rather see. And he says, well, you know, if you don't hate at least one storyline, if everybody's happy, I mean, I try to understand his mentality, but it's just, I don't understand it. So I just kind of blow him off.
I don't understand it either, but I don't think he's ever going to change.
Never. That's why he's gotten the boot so many times at NBC. I don't even know why they let him come back. I have no idea. Because there for a while, we looked like we had some hope. And I'm not just talking about E.J.M.E. I'm talking about every storyline is just crap. Just absolute characters doing things that they'd never do. J.J. having sex with Eve was totally out of character. There was no reason for him to do that. There was no reason for Will to cheat on Sunny. None of these things make sense. And what do you think about Brady and Melanie? Am I alone in that? I feel like that's gross.
Not really sure what to think about them, really. I mean,
I kind of
want to like them.
I like Brady and
like
Teresa.
Brady
together.
And Nicole.
I did for a minute, and then I got over it. Because I was a big E-Joel fan at the time. E-Joel was my main thing that got me started on Days. And then, you know, of course, Nicole went away and E.J.M.E. happened to me, and the rest was history. But I kind of got burnt out on Brady and Nicole really fast. But, Donnie, I appreciate you calling in.
Okay.
And we'll be back Sunday. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Well, I just love when he calls in. I absolutely agree with everything he said. You know, it's the same thing we've been preaching over and over and over again about. Basically, it's just a big ball of wasted time with Days, and that's just really why I just kind of blow it off. But moving on to, of course, like I said about Young and the Restless, Young and the Restless doesn't disappoint me the way that Days does. And I feel like the only thing about Young and the Restless I don't like is that they drag out the stories. The stories literally flatline forever, you know. And then, of course, when Adam returned and all that other crap, and then Phyllis, I really like the new Phyllis. I was going to probably boycott Young and the Restless there for a hot minute because I didn't want to ever like anybody but Michelle Stafford. And then I kind of did, and I was like, well, you know, this is kind of a good replacement. But I wasn't emotionally invested in her the way that I was with, you know, like, if they had recast Sammy, I would have ended up at NBC myself knocking on the door, like, hello, are you in there? I need you to open the door so I can kick your ass, you know. So it would have been a total waste of time had I, you know, ever emotionally invested in that, because eventually it was going to happen. So, but I'm not in any way disappointed like I am with Dave. And I've been talking about doing Bold and the Beautiful. And let me tell you something about me and Bold and the Beautiful, okay? I have friends at CBS, and I've talked to them, and they're like, why have you not reviewed more of Young and the Restless and Bold and the Beautiful? Well, it's really hard to pick up on stories. And there for a while, I was watching Bold and the Beautiful quite a bit. I was very, very wrapped up in Bill's affair. And when I found out Katie was going to finally find out that they had slept together, this has been a while, so obviously you can see that it's been a hot minute for me. But I remember when CBS advertised that, you know, that segment of where Katie was confronting Brooke and Bill. I looked at my mother and I said, oh, my God, I don't know about Days. I don't know if I can even watch Days anymore. And she said, oh, no, right? And I said, this looks so good. And I remember sitting there on the edge of my seat the whole time. She was fabulous. When Katie was, I'm talking, screaming, losing her freaking mind over this. And it was so genuine. And that's what we lack over at NBC. And that's why I'm really trying to pick up with Bold and the Beautiful, is because it's just such a damn good soap opera. And so many people love it. And I sit here and I sit back and I look at the reactions of all of you that watch Bold and Beautiful and General Hospital especially. Of course, Young and the Restless has been around forever, just like Days has. But when you look at the reaction with Bold and Beautiful and General Hospital, there's one thing that CBS is doing that NBC is not. They literally listen to the viewers. They literally listen to you. And I know there's some of you that are probably going, oh, my God, no, they don't, because this is what I want. Well, that's always going to be the case. But when I look at the fan reactions to Bold and the Beautiful especially, they're just like, oh, my God, this is the best. Oh, this is amazing. Oh, this is amazing. The reactions are just all the same. People are thrilled with the way it's going. And the fact they had their highest viewership since last February, it says it right there. They're doing something right. Their numbers are stacking every single day. And that's why I'm going to hardcore emotionally invest in Bold and the Beautiful a lot more. And it's a tough gig when you have all of these really great shows and you have to be able to keep up with characters. And obviously, I don't believe that as a reviewer you have any business speaking on a show that you have not sat down and done your homework. And I've watched Bold and the Beautiful on and off over the past several years, and there are certain characters that I'm like, oh yeah, you know, I can pick up right where you left off, and then there's times where you can't. And so with Bold and the Beautiful, obviously, like I said, when I got involved in the Brooke and Bill storyline, I was like, oh, that's going to blow up in their face. And it did. And it was just really good. And their advertising for it was just so brilliantly put together. I mean, it literally left you wanting more every time. And that's just something that NBC has lacked. But I just want to say to you people that watch Bold and the Beautiful, you've got a good thing. You really do. And I hope that you're enjoying it as much as I am just watching you enjoy it. And so next week, I'm going to mainly, obviously, I will always cover Days because Days is where my career started in soaps. But I'm going to really start covering Young and the Restless and Bold and the Beautiful more. General Hospital, of course I'm going to start to cover it. But that's probably going to, I'm literally going to inch into things. Obviously, I'll talk about General Hospital and stuff, but I'm inching into each soap and trying to get back on board. I'm going to be honest, I have never sat down and ever watched a full episode of General Hospital. Please don't kill me. I just never have. And so I'm going to have to, you know, of course, Luke and Laurel was a big thing with my dad. He literally has VHS tapes of their wedding. Don't tell him I told you. But it was a big thing in our household. And Young and the Restless was a big one for my grandfather. So CBS has this family's heart, put it that way. So anyway, so next Sunday we will obviously be here, same time, same place. And we will be discussing the other soaps more. And Days of Our Lives has completely and totally lost my trust. I love the show, and I'll always be there for it. But anyway, we will get that pilot started for the new show, and we'll have it posted on YouTube. I will promote it hard freaking core on Twitter. I can't wait for you to meet the cast. They are brilliant, they are wonderful, they are beautiful, and I love them so much, and I don't even know what to do without them. So I can't wait for you to meet them, and I will advertise it hard, and I hope that you enjoy it, and I hope that it goes somewhere the way that we think it will, the way that we've been told that it's going to go somewhere. I'm really excited, and I hope you are too. So I'll see you next Sunday. Thank you so much for tuning in. 5:30 next Sunday. See you then.